Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin. Local property taxes could rise across Kansas under an education funding bill approved by the legislators. Republican supermajorities in both the House and Senate passed the plan last month to comply with a state Supreme Court order in February to improve funding for poor schools. They hope to head off the court's threat to shut down schools statewide if lawmakers didn't fix education funding problems by June 30th. Governor Sam Brownback has until Friday to act on the bill. Several landlords in Hutchinson are protesting a program that allows city workers to inspect rental units without the tenant's consent. The registration process started in January, but landlords were given until Thursday to pay a $25 annual registration fee for rental units. The Hutchinson News reports if they miss the deadline, rental owners could pay a $50 fee per month per unit. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Protect your engine, you have to change the oil. Right now at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store, pick up 5 quarts of Mobil Super Synthetic Motor Oil for $22.95. Protect against sludge and wear with Mobil Super Synthetic Motor Oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Here's a smart way to prepare for warmer weather. Shop the Home Depot and get 10% off all special order Anderson and American Craftsman windows and patio doors. These top brands are designed to lock in cool air and maximize your comfort, all while minimizing energy bills. Upgrade to smarter windows and patio doors with 10% off special orders from Anderson and American Craftsman. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Offer valid through April 13th.
The Central State Scout Museum in Larned has been declared a total loss Friday after a huge fire. But dozens from the community are now helping save whatever remains from the museum. The Central State Scout Museum was started in 1990 in Larned. The building is now burned, but they're saving whatever treasures they can out of it. A Kansas inmate accused of raping and trying to kill a woman last summer has been found dead in his cell. The Johnson County Sheriff's Office says 59-year-old Gary McCormick was found unresponsive in his cell at 4:51 a.m. Sunday while detention staff was conducting a routine welfare check of the inmates. Detention center staff and in-house medical workers tried to save his life but were unsuccessful. McCormick was housed alone and had been in custody since July, awaiting trial for first-degree murder, rape, aggravated criminal sodomy, aggravated battery, and felony fleeing and eluding. I'm Stephanie Austin. Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. More than 150 marksmen from across the country are expected to visit western Nebraska later this month for a two-day shooting competition, with some targets as much as 1,400 yards away. The Scotts Bluff Star-Herald reports the competition is from April 15th through the 17th, and it will be one of the biggest events of its kind because few events focus on long-range shooting. The Nebraska Furniture Mart is open after a small fire inside one of its Omaha warehouses near the store. But access is restricted to the flooring warehouse where the fire happened. Firefighters were called to the warehouse around 7 a.m. Sunday. No one was in the warehouse at the time of the fire. Nebraska drivers will soon be able to help build a real-time map of road conditions through a new data-sharing program with the Department of Roads. The department announced a partnership with the navigation app Waze, W-A-Z-E. I'm Stephanie Austin.
If you're an American farmer or rancher, grab your pen and paper and listen closely, because we have a product designed just for you. Introducing QT Farms, the most complete market information tool available for your computer and smartphone. It includes market quotes, agricultural news, weather, market commentary, a crop profitability calculator to analyze your growing revenue, and much more without the typical advertising redirects to slow you down. It's all free, and it's all for you. That's right, free. Take advantage of this great information tool because it's been designed just for the website www.qtfarms.com. Become a member of QT Farms and access the tool.
the first to experience a new universal loader from Quaker. This all-purpose Pro Loader is perfect for an 80 to 135 horsepower tractor. Quaker Pro Loaders enable you to roll back larger loads with superior lift capacity and heights. The soft ride nitrogen accumulator is easy riding, making it easier on the mount, the loader, the tractor, and you. The 1545 Pro Loader is a universal loader that fits a variety of tractors. Come experience the Quaker 1545 Pro Loader today at Brunet Implement Company.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Adding an amendment increasing setback requirements and lowering the decibel level for wind turbine noise, Gage County Board of Supervisors Wednesday adopted a recommendation from the Planning and Zoning Committee for wind farm regulations within the county. The issue had been under consideration and discussion for some time, with a number of public hearings drawing feedback on both sides of the issue, which was prompted when a wind project in southern Lancaster County would have included northern Gage County property. Marysville USD 364 School Board meeting in special session Wednesday approved spending $68,400 for construction cost and $38,333 in HVAC work for improvements in ventilation in closet areas and the technology office area. US 77 north of Marysville is slated for closure at the rail crossing on Tuesday, April 5th. Weather permitting, crossing repair work is scheduled. A marked detour will be provided via US 36 to Gate 148 to Nebraska State Route 8 to access US 77 during the closure, which is planned Tuesday, April 5th, from 8 until 5. Water issues plaguing the Frankfort community for a week were resolved with the Boyle water order lifted Thursday. A number of water main breaks were repaired and the system is back to full operation. Nemaha County Sheriff's Office received a report last week from a resident who was defrauded in a fraudulent auto sale on eBay. Criminal use of a financial card and making false information charges were determined. The Sheriff's Office in Nemaha County is also advised they are participating in the national take-back event, whereby residents can drop off unused or out-of-date prescription medications for disposal at the Sheriff's Office or police offices in Seneca or Sabetha. No questions will be asked. NDEA will be around in late April for pickup. Red boxes are posted at each location for drop-off. Former Kansas City Royals standout Mike Sweeney will headline an event Monday at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville. He will highlight his career and his faith during a 1:45 p.m. presentation at the Marysville Junior Senior High School, and then will greet the public during an autograph session Monday evening at 4:30, with a mass following at 5:30 at the church. The presentation is to begin at 6:30, followed by a ballpark menu dinner, all of which are open to the public. Jerry Pillard, age 70, of Hanover, passed away Thursday. Funeral mass Tuesday, 10:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Jerry Pillard. James Leo Caffrey, age 86, of Lillis, passed away Saturday. A memorial mass is planned Thursday, 10:30 at St. Columbkeel's Catholic Church in Blaine. Private interment, St. Joseph Catholic Cemetery in Lillis. Family will see friends Wednesday at the church from 6 until 8 p.m., followed by a rosary prayer service at 7. Campanella Kufall, funeral home of Lillis, in charge of arrangements for James Leo Caffrey. Eileen M. Clanton, age 88, of Barnes, passed away April 1st. Memorial service is planned Friday, 10 a.m., at United Methodist Church in Barnes. Visitation Thursday from 6 until 8 at the Cherry Christie Funeral Home of Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Eileen Clanton. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, taco casserole, chips, lettuce, tomato, peaches, and carrot cake. Tomorrow, Swedish meatballs, egg noodles, wheat bread, green beans, cranberry sauce, and cake. A check of school and community calendar. Marysville JV boys tennis team at Abilene this afternoon. ENDY News time is 7:15.
Are you done yet? I need to get ready.
Well, maybe you should have gotten up sooner.
You've been in there for an hour. Come on, I need in there.
Does this happen at your home? Would you like to eliminate all the yelling and buy a bigger house? Well, you can by talking with United Bank and Trust about home loans. Go online to www.ubankonline.com or head to your local branch to visit with a loan officer. United Bank and Trust. You bank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
The Marshall County Arts Cooperative is pleased to announce a writing workshop.
Hi, I'm Janet Sunderland, and I'd like to invite you to a workshop on saving Grandpa's stories and Grandma's too at the Lee Dam Center for Fine Art on April the 16th. It's going to be a full-day workshop. instruction in the morning, lunch at noon, and writing or speaking practice in the afternoon.
There is a registration fee of $10, and the workshop is limited to 20 participants. To register, please call Sharon at 562-6825 by April 13th.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A relatively quiet forecast period in store for us, with a chance of thunderstorms Tuesday afternoon, as stretching into Tuesday night as well, as a cold front is expected to push through the area. However, temperatures expected to remain in the upper 60s to the mid-70s at times. And again, clear skies, relatively quiet conditions going to continue through the weekend. Taking a look at the forecast in a little greater detail, lots of sunshine in store for today, high temperatures topping out in the mid-60s, with a northeasterly wind of 5 to 10. Partly cloudy skies through the night tonight, lows bottoming out in the mid-40s. A slight chance for rain showers and thunderstorms for Tuesday afternoon, otherwise partly sunny, high temperatures reaching the mid-70s. A southerly wind of 15 to 20 that could gust to 30 miles per hour. Mostly sunny skies again Wednesday, daytime highs reaching the low 60s. Sunny skies continuing for Thursday as well, and a bit windy too, with high temperatures topping out in the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Nikki Latola.
Average high temperature early April 63, the average low 39. Sunset this evening 7:49, sunrise in the morning at 7:01. Clear skies, 43 degrees in Marysville this morning with a light north wind. Barometer at 30.14 inches, relative humidity 64%. Let's check out the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 4th of April. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
At Reflections Hallmark, proudly display life's unforgettable moments or give the gift of lasting memories with one-of-a-kind framing. Celebrate your favorite memories or display an old treasure. The custom framing department at Reflections Hallmark features quality frames made in Kansas from sustainable hardwoods grown here in the United States. Bring your unforgettable moments to Reflections Hallmark and let them help you preserve that memory. So much more than just your favorite Hallmark store. Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville.
Let's paint the town blue on April 4th at Monday with Mike in Marysville. Former captain, five-time All-Star, and Royals Hall of Fame inductee Mike Sweeney will use the greatest sport ever played to tell the greatest story ever told. Autographs at 4:30, followed by Mass at 5:30. Mike will give a presentation at 6:30, and then there will be a social and a ballpark dinner after. Mike is a cradle Catholic and loves to share his faith at every opportunity. He remains fully committed to sharing the gospel through athletics and to all fellow believers in Christ. Everyone is invited to St. Gregory's Catholic Church on April 4th, and together we'll paint the town blue.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. A new report by CoBank says oversupply and lower exports will continue to plague the U.S. ag industry for the remainder of 2016. The new quarterly Rural Economic Review suggests those factors result in further but modest declines in farm revenue in 2016. The increasing global inventory of commodities like corn, along with lower exports, forced U.S. farm income to plummet by 25% last year to $93 billion. The decrease follows farm revenue averaging more than $124 billion in the previous 4 years. CoBank says the strong dollar will continue to hamper U.S. exports and exert downward pressure on commodity prices. Meat prices should also decline in response to what are expected to be record animal protein production levels. Dairy prices not yet hit the bottom, but will continue to fall for the foreseeable future, according to the report. While China's plan to let the market set corn prices beginning in the 2016-17 marketing year, it will likely slow imports. The policy change should aid the nation's struggling corn processors. Many food processors in China have been sitting idle for years, and they have been operating under losses. And more than half of China's cornstarch industry capacity is also sitting idle. The policy change should also lower feed costs for China's hog industry and lift some ethanol producers' profits. China has accumulated an estimated 250 million metric tons of corn in state reserve. Some analysts say it will take years for the nation to draw down that supply, but the U.S. Grains Council has indicated the stored corn quality could be poor enough to force the nation to continue importing feed grains. You can find more agriculture information online anytime at agview.net. With this Ag Business Update, powered by agview.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. Good morning. Well, recovery efforts continue in Comanche and Barber counties in south central Kansas after the Anderson Creek wildfire. Thousands of miles of fence was destroyed in the fire, and repairs are currently underway.
The government, I guess it's through FEMA, the FSA office, they're doing, I'm not sure quite the percentage, somewhere I think in that 75% range, or do, you know, they're having to go in and fill out applications. And that also needs to be kind of put out to make sure everybody knows that that's going on. You know, we need to make sure everybody gets in there and gets their name in to help get new fence put back in there.
Craig Rankin is president of the Barber County Cattlemen's Association. He says, as always, ranchers have a very positive attitude. And he says, if Mother Nature cooperates, there could be one positive to come out of the fire.
You know, if we could get us a good inch of rain here in another week or so, That would be the best thing that could happen to this country.
Rankin says even with all the assistance from the government and individuals, it is still going to take a good deal of time to recover from the Anderson Creek wildfire. Looking at soil temperatures this morning, a 4-inch soil temperatures as of 7 a.m. Nebraska, a little chilly. The northern two-thirds of Nebraska running at 40, 41, and 42 degrees, except for the far western sections of the panhandle, only upper 30s. We're looking at mid-40s in the southern one-third of Nebraska. Kansas looking at mid-40s, top to bottom. Over in the southeastern section of the state, there is a few counties that are sitting at 50 degrees as far as soil temperature goes. And the northern tier of counties across Oklahoma range from the upper 40s in the panhandle to the low 50s in the north-central sections of the state. 4-inch soil temperatures as of 7 a.m. Ag News, soil temperatures, Mid-America Ag Network. The return of warm weather means it's time to finish planting. Whether you are repairing or rebuilding, Abilene Machine has a full line of planter and drill parts. Abilene Machine stocks cedar blades, no-till blades, and a full line of seed boots, opener discs, tubes, and more for John Deere, Great Plains, Ty, Case IH, Kinsey, and New Holland. Call 800-255-0337 today or visit AbileneMachine.com to view their great parts selection and order online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Over the road drivers at exit 46, I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, sits MJ's Truck Repair with 18 service bays, 11 mechanics, specializing in Cummins, Cat, Detroit, Mercedes, Volvo, and Mack, as well as any trailer you pull, and a parts and service department open 6 days a week. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas, is the largest over-the-road specialist between Wichita and Salina. 800-835-0069. MJ's Truck Repair, 800-835-0069.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry. It is, as we all know, agriculture. Well, the Super Bowl is over, and I hope your team won. But you know the real winner of the Super Bowl? I'll tell you after this.
Farming America is brought to you by Stories from the Heartland by Max Armstrong. As one of America's favorite farm broadcasters for over 40 years, Max has been spreading the good word about the great work being done by the men and women who feed the world. Max has met some fascinating people along the way, and his book, Stories from the Heartland, is a beautiful, hardcover, full-color tribute to those people and to the American farmer. Max's book is available at barnesandnoble.com and Amazon. But for an autographed copy, go to maxarmstrongbook.com and look for the Farming America window for a special price. That's maxarmstrongbook.com for your autographed copy. The farmer in your life will love this book. The website again, maxarmstrongbook.com. Now, if you have a book you'd like to publish, contact Max's publishers and they'll chat with you about options. You can find their contact information on Max's website, maxarmstrongbook.com.
Whether you were rooting for Cam Newton or Peyton Manning, the real winners of the Super Bowl were poultry farmers. Chris O'Welshans at Feedstuffs.com points out that on January 15th of 1967, the Green Bay Packers faced off against the Kansas City Chiefs in the first Super Bowl, and on that day, few of the estimated 51 million fans gathered around their TV sets realized the profound impact that the game would have on chicken consumption in the United States. The Packers won the game 35-10, but Michael Sheets, who's director of the Agriculture Analytics Division for the USDA, said the real winner, ultimately, was chicken, particularly wings. According to Sheetz, Americans consumed nearly 33 pounds of chicken per capita in 1967, and most of that was purchased in whole bird form. He said cuts of chicken were a novelty at the grocery store, and there was little demand for chicken wings. But in 1964, the Anchor Bar in Buffalo, New York, decided to turn the typical soup stock staple into a spicy finger food to feed a hungry crowd. That spread around the country to other bars, and in 1967, after the first Super Bowl, chicken wings have become a staple of gatherings at football games and in front of TV sets and tailgaters, wherever. On the day of Super Bowl I, the wholesale price for chicken wings on the New York market was 23 cents a pound. Today, chicken consumption is estimated at 90.1. Remember, it was about 33 pounds. 90 pounds per person, a 176% increase from 1967. And over the last week, chicken wings averaged $1.97 a pound, which is a 743% increase from 1967. At current prices, Sheetz said wings account for nearly a quarter of the whole bird value. In 2015, the chicken industry produced about 28.5 billion chicken wing portions. The drumette and flat portions of the wing, which excludes the tip portion that is typically exported, at least 5.6% of those chicken wing portions were marketed during the week leading up to the Super Bowl. Sheetz says that's 1.6 billion chicken wing portions flying through the fingers of eager football fans across the country. While a lot has changed since 1967, one thing has not. Chickens still come with only two wings. Back after this.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will be holding a special stock John Bred heifer sale on Wednesday, April the 6th, starting 11 o'clock a.m. This sale will feature over 1,000 head of spring calving cow-calf pairs, fall bred heifers, bred cows, fall bred cows with big calves by side. Also selling will be four limb flex and two black Simmental bulls. First calf heifer pairs include 55 choice Hereford first calf heifers. They'll have 30 to 60 day old black white face calves beside. We'll have 320 fancy Angus black white face and red Angus first calf heifers. These all have calves by side. Many will be AI sired. We'll have 140 choice black and black white face fall calving 2 and 3 year old heifers with big September November calves by side. 110 choice Angus and Sim Angus fall calving cows. They'll be bred for September October calves. Plus 135 black-white-face, and red-white-face fall-bred heifers for September-October calving, plus many more cow-calf pairs of all ages and breeds. For more information on this special cow sale to be held Wednesday, April the 6th, starting 11 o'clock a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company, please call 1-800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
731 from KNDY. Clear skies, 43 degrees this morning. High of 63 on tap today. Monday is sale day at Miatra 77 Livestock Sales. Early consignment listings today. 8 black families, 6 to 12 years old. Black February, March calves at side. 12 Holstein steers and bulls, 250 to 500 pounds. 144 black and white face, red and white face steers and heifers weigh 550 to 850. 25 Holstein Swiss steers, 5 to 550. 7 black steers, heifers 5 to 6. 18 black steers, heifers 4 and a quarter to 5 and a quarter. 34 black steers, 7 to 8. 10 black steers, heifers 475 to 5. 18 black Galby heifers, 7 to 850. 8 black steers, heifers 7 to 8. 38 black heifers, 8 to 9. 16 black steers, heifers 8 to 950. 7 black and white faced steers, heifers 5 to 5 and a quarter. 12 black steers, heifers 7 to 8. 15 red black bulls, 4 to 550. 5 black steers, weighing 550 to 6. Those early consignment listings online, Miatra77.net.
Good morning. This is your sports report from Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. The championship game of the men's college basketball is set with Villanova facing North Carolina tonight in Houston. North Carolina has beaten Villanova 5 of 6 meetings in the NCAA tournament. Nova coach is Jay Wright, and he's winless in 3 games in his career against Roy Williams' team. In Saturday night's semifinals, Villanova shocked the hoops world with a 95-51 dissecting of Oklahoma. Oklahoma. The Wildcats set a margin of victory in the final four game. They held Oklahoma's Buddy Hield to his second lowest output of the season, 9 points. Villanova connected on 35 of 49 shots for a 71.4 shooting percentage. Villanova enters the title game with a record 34-5. And congratulations to Oklahoma senior guard Buddy Hield. He won the James A. Naismith Trophy as the nation's top college player. I'm Stephanie Austin.
If you're an American farmer or rancher, grab your pen and paper and listen closely, because we have a product designed just for you. Introducing QT Farms, the most complete market information tool available for your computer and smartphone. It includes market quotes, agricultural news, weather, market commentary, a crop profitability calculator to analyze your growing revenue, and much more without the typical advertising redirects to slow you down. It's all free, and it's all for you. That's right, free. Take advantage of this great information tool because it's been designed just for you, the American farmer and livestock producer. Visit the website www.qtfarms.com. Become a member of QT Farms and access the tools you need to keep you up to date with the latest in commodity markets and information. Visit www.qtfarms.com for your free access to QT Farms today.
What a glorious moment for the Kansas City Royals as they raise their championship flag and top the team they beat in the World Series. The Royals held off the National League champion Mets 4-3 in their opener at Kauffman Stadium. Edinson Volquez hurled six shutout innings for the victory. Volquez allowed just two hits and struck out five in his 2016 debut. The Royals bullpen gave up three runs in the eighth before closing out the Mets. Also in Major League Baseball, the Pittsburgh Pirates beat the Cardinals 4-1, and Toronto opened its defense in the AL East title in 22 years by beating Tampa Bay 5-3. After having their 54-game regular season home winning streak end Friday night with a 109-106 loss to Boston, the 69-8 Warriors trounced Portland 136-111. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Kansas City Royals re-signed left-handed pitcher Brian Dunsing on Friday, adding some depth to the upper levels of their minor league system. Dunsing, age 33, offered a solid impression in his first spring with the Royals, finished with a 2.61 ERA and 10 strikeouts, 10 and a third innings. A native of Omaha, he will likely begin the regular season in his hometown. Again, Brian Dunsing signed to a minor league contract with Omaha on Friday.
Let's paint the town blue on April 4th at Monday with Mike in Marysville. Former captain, five-time All-Star, and Royals Hall of Fame inductee Mike Sweeney will use the greatest sport ever played to tell the greatest story ever told. Autographs at 4:30, followed by Mass at 5:30. Mike will give a presentation at 6:30, and then there will be a social and a ballpark dinner after. Mike is a cradle Catholic and loves to share his faith at every opportunity. He remains fully committed to sharing the gospel through athletics and to all fellow believers in Christ. Everyone is invited to St. Gregory's Catholic Church on April 4th, and together we'll paint the town blue.
Hi, this is Terry Harries. I'm the preschool teacher at Good Shepherd Lutheran School. On April 7th, we will have a pre-enrollment for preschool, starting at 11 a.m. going to 6 p.m. It's an open house. Come and join us anytime to come visit our school, find out more information, and pick up enrollment papers. If you have any questions, you can also call the school at 562-3181.